Then we moved over here in this garden pasture where I told you about, mm-hmm. where this man, I was talking about this man put in there. And after he left, he seen he couldn't do no good, but that's what he'd aim to do is make a chicken ranch out of that. And he just left out, and he sold the place to EA and Esker. And then we rented from him. Mm-hmm. And we moved over there, and we started cutting wood. And we cut wood and made ties over there, cross ties for mm-hmm. railroads. You know what them is. Mm-hmm. And we lived over there 10 years.
And about how old were you then?
Well, let's see, when we moved over there, I was about 20 years old, 22 or somewhere along there. Yeah.
You know when they married, Walter?
Huh?
You know, when did you get married? You got married when you was about that age, didn't
you? Yeah, getting married. Me and Lucille did when I was 22.
Well, how old were you when you and Kelly were?
No, I was young then.
About 18.
18. Mary was 18, but we moved over there and we cut wood over there and the army can't run us out, you know.
Were you working for any company when you
were
cutting wood, or were you
No, it was on our own. Mm-hmm. We furnished all the schools, we had all the schools around. There was one down here at Garrett Bluff and in Emerson and Hopewell. We furnished those three schools wood, and then everybody in the country bought wood from us. That's all we did all year round was cut wood, see. That's the way we made it all year round then. And
were you still living with your family, or were you married then?
No, we were married, yeah, married, but we still live. See, my daddy and mother lived in one side of that house, and we lived in the other side. It's six rooms, see. We had three rooms one side, and they had three rooms on the other side. And when the army came come, well, it took that place over there. And we moved out. And I went to South Texas then, mm-hmm. down there, and started trucking again.
Where in South Texas?
I went to Houston.
Uh-huh.
Well, Baytown, where I was working at.
Uh-huh. How long did you?
I worked down there about, let's see, I guess about a year I worked down there. Right. That was when World War II started.
Mm-hmm. Were you living down there?
We bashed down there. Me and my wife did. She come down there. I went down there first and worked, and then she come to me. See, first.
What do you mean you bashed down there?
I said,
just stayed out. In other words, I had a little old house out there in their backyard that I lived in. You see, uh-huh. and I done my own cooking and
uh-huh.
stuff like that. See, and I just made a bachelor out of myself. My wife come down there, sent her. But in the meantime, when the war first started, when I left here, I went out at Port Lavaca and went 11 miles out there on that coast, or whatever they call it. It's 11 miles out on water. And there's a place up just like this Round Prairie up here, just about the size of this Round Prairie right up here. We call this Round Prairie up here. Just about that big out there. And on the, seemed to me like it was on the north side, there was a lot of hills. The ocean or gulf or whatever they call that had banked that up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went out there and went to work, and there's 11 miles out there. And that's when the war was going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was out there unloading dump trucks while I was driving. And then you didn't get out of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they load you going and you dump the going. See, what we was doing, we were making runways for airplanes to come in there and light. That's what we was doing. And I loaded out on the elevating grader. You just drove alongside of it and it got loaded. You took off out there and they showed you where they wanted to dump. You tripped your lever, threw your hydraulic lift and gear and just kept going and just drive out none of your load. See, just spread it down through there.